This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Doug Glanville checks into the game in left field.
Doug Glanville on a pinch hit. Runner goes. And a base hit on a hit run into left center. Conine, a diving attempt. It'll get by it. Lofton racing around. He will score. On his way to third, Glanville, and he's in there with a run scoring triple.
All right, with Doug Glanville, the hero for the Cubs.
It's an unbelievable feeling, man, to help a team win in this crucial situation. So I'm feeling good right now.
MLB veteran for 9 seasons.
It's an inside the park home run, Doug Glanville. The Phillies lead it 2-0.
Doug Glanville.
You know, I played Dungeons and Dragons growing up.
Well, while you were playing Dungeons and Dragons, I was playing Micro League Baseball.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's always nice when we get to talk with Professor Glanville about the game of baseball. And one of the great storytellers of the game is telling stories on his Substack, and you should check it out, dougglanville.substack.com. And what made us call Doug is this piece that he wrote about Rhino, the quiet greatness of Ryne Sandberg. And now Doug joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Doug, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. I really appreciate the intro, too. He took me all over. He took me to the 80s. He took me to the Hall & Oates, Dungeons & Dragons, best baseball moments. A lot of great memories. Appreciate that.
Our guy Chris Tannehill taking care of you, Doug. You know we're going to try and take care of you. And I think we've established like Hall & Oates, neither one got you in the divorce. Is that correct? Right?
Yeah. I got a text from one of my friends writing in Philadelphia, said, who gets custody of you?
I know they're not going to get back together, but you get to be friends with both still. That can be tricky. Good luck in navigating that.
Yeah, a little tricky.
But that's not why we called. As Lawrence mentioned, Doug, the piece on Sandberg is great. And it's beautiful because there's a humanity and a connection to it because you wrote it. But you thought that Rhino being labeled as sometimes lazy, indifferent, or lacking in passion related to you because you had been labeled that, because you're both restrained guys. And as young athletes, not super excitable, but like calm. And I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. Can you share what Peter Gammons had written about you in the draft preview in 1991?
Yeah. I mean, you know, so you know, in the preview, I think it was at the Boston Globe, it was not just specific to me. Each person that was predicted to be drafted, they had a little one sentence, two sentences right next to it. And it was sort of describing these prospects. And I was listed, and the comment was something about, you know, yeah, you know, he has this ability, but some question whether he wants to play. It was something along those lines. And it, I knew because of the track record of all the comments and sort of recruiting that was going on, you know, I heard certainly good things, but I also heard this sort of story told a lot about how I wasn't, you know, passionate, or I wasn't really, you know, I was preferring to be an engineer and wanted to get his degree. He could have gone to all these other more baseball-focused programs. He chose Penn at the Ivy League, so he didn't want it. You know, it was a lot of that. And I was pretty frustrated at the end of the draft process of just answering that question about, like, whether I cared enough and whether I would just leave and go into, you know, engineering one day and walk away. And I know the minors are tough, and I had a teammate who went to Stanford and didn't get promoted to double A, and he did. He quit. He retired. He's like, I'm going to go into banking. So I do get it, but you know, I thought they underestimated that. Well, when I'm playing at Penn, you know, we had three people in the stands. We had to pull the tarp when it rained. There was nobody at the game. We had, you know, we played, and you know, we just did it because we loved it. And I thought that should actually get some credit as opposed to criticism. So I think that sort of made me go into the minors with this sort of thought about, well, is this cloud going to follow me? And then came Ryan Sandberg, and it changed a lot of things.
Doug, I covered a lot of players on the NFL side that I think people would be shocked to know how many, like, advanced degrees guys have. And that's partially mm-hmm. because those guys would be like, don't say anything about this. Like, because they didn't want anyone to think that they weren't fully committed to the playbook and everything that goes along with football. Were you ever concerned that the game might not be a place for people that were considered, and I'm using air quotes since you can't see me, too smart?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, when you're coming, what's different about baseball in particular is that you have this minor league system where you kind of disappear for a while. And it's, you know, it's not, the timeline isn't as long as it used to be as a first round pick today, but I knew I had to go through this sort of right to get to the top. And that's where you run into some people that, you know, may not appreciate it so much, that you ask a lot of questions or whatever it may be. I think that followed me, of being too smart for my own good. And, you know, and I used to say, like, well, how can I, you know, ask too many questions and still know everything at the same time? Like, I was always trying to understand more, and I didn't have quite as much baseball as a lot of the other guys in the Ivy League, right? We played 40 game schedules, and I knew there were certain things I had to catch up on. So there was some element of trying to, you know, counter what was sort of assumed about me in those ways. Now, everybody has their labels, you know, so it wasn't like I was alone in this, but my particular labels was always frustrating along the lines of, like, well, you know, you're gonna cause trouble because you're asking these questions. In the minors, that's way more threatening than, like, okay, I'm an NBA player, I get drafted, I go right to the top of the NBA. Well, okay, you're in the show. In baseball, you're in Boise, Idaho, and the manager may not like you, and you could be kind of stuck.
You can learn some weird lessons that people are trying to teach you in the minors. You write about the story of, like, Sandberg learning from his minor league manager that he's supposed to break a helmet every once in a while just to show people mm-hmm. that he cares. But then he breaks the helmet, Doug, and he thinks to himself, all right, well, what did that do? And now I don't have a helmet. I mean, it's like, it's crazy. Did people try to coach you up to be something you were not in the minor leagues?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why Sandberg was so important to me, because I understood. That interview with Rhino was so great because it was a degree of separation interview, and I connected my career to Jackie Robinson through this sort of Jackie Robinson celebration. And I went through, you know, Bill Buckner, I talked to Jimmy Rollins, I talked to Rhino, it was so cool. And Buckner learned from Dick Allen, because Dick Allen, when Buckner used to kind of get upset, and Dick Allen just said to him, hey, man, you don't think you're going to ever get a hit? So why are you stressed out? You know, he kind of just, like, you said you're acting that way because you're acting like you don't have the confidence to know I'm going to get you next time. And that was great for Buckner to then channel that into preparation and focus. And then Rhino got traded and came along and said, okay, you know, here's Bill Buckner. Let me watch this guy. And he learned, he caught the back end of Buckner after those lessons, where Buckner was a pro, a focused, channeled that sort of intensity to greatness. And Sandberg came along after trying to battle these demons in the minors about not caring and needing to break a helmet. And look, I remember in spring training one year when I got demoted from double A to A ball, you know, I was in the Cubs minors, and I was really upset. It was a new regime had taken over. And I was like, why are you sending me back? I'm hitting 350. I'm stealing bases. The double A manager said I'm going to make the team, and you're sending me back to A ball. And it was a little bit of a battle. We had meetings, and there's a rule, I don't know if it still exists, that you're allowed to take 72 hours of mental leave when you get demoted. And nobody takes it because it looks like you don't want to play. So I was like frustrated. So I took my 72 hours and I sat in the stands watching games, and they got real mad at me. And at one point, one of the coordinators said to me, if you don't like it, you can go home. You're done. You're done here. And I was like, okay, I'm packing my bags then. And then a couple of people, the brass came in and said, whoa, slow down. Let's have a meeting first. Let's talk about it. So then they kind of explained why they were sending me back to A-ball. I didn't buy it, but I had to accept it. And I think they were more truthful that time. And one of the coaches, Rick Patterson, who is a minor league coordinator, said to me this, and this stuck with me. He said, every team and every player on that team is going to carry this team at some point or another. I don't care if you're the 25th guy, the bench guy, the pinch hitter, the backup, you know, reliever, whatever you are, you will carry this team. You will have your moment in the sun. And that was a moment of understanding that this is a team and you need all these personalities, quiet, rah-rah, coaches, pet, whatever. You need all those guys. And it's all about timing and knowing when to elevate each voice. And Sandberg, when I watched him come to rehab in Daytona Beach and I was in A-ball after he broke his hand in 93, I saw a guy hardly said a word but just destroyed his opponents. And I said, that shows me that there is a pathway to be who I am and still be great at this game. And that's the, and he didn't have to say a word to give me and many others that gift.
Man, that's amazing stuff from Doug Glanville about Ryan Sandberg. So is the manager responsible to elevate the voices of a particular profile or kind of player when it needs to be elevated, or can it happen in a clubhouse just sort of naturally as necessary?
It certainly can happen organically. You hear about player meetings and player-only meetings, and I've been part of a few of those. There's no question that you can have your moment. And some of it is just, you watch a Jose Ramirez, right, with the Guardians. He's not really saying a lot, right? But he sets the tone about every manager's dream, where you have a superstar embody the way you want to approach the game. That's his contribution. Run the bases, play hard. He almost beat out a ball, a ground ball to first, with down 7-1 or whatever. And that's a Hall of Famer. So I think that is one style. But yes, managers can make a difference. I do think today's modern manager is way more broad about accepting all the personalities, way more kind of in tune with that. It's just the climate we're in now, and I think that's a mm-hmm. good thing. But I think there's times where it's tough. You know, they just define toughness one way, and then they say, you got to be this way, and I think that's a disservice.
Lawrence and I had Craig Counsell on. We have him on every couple of weeks. We had him on last week, and it was after the first two losses in St. Louis, and there was clearly anxiety in the fan base. And we asked him, like, is there anxiety around the team? Do you acknowledge the anxiety? Do you go hunting for it? And he said, no, yeah. No. Like, he's just not that guy. He doesn't acknowledge it exists, and he's just so freaking stable. And it's like, I don't know if all managers have to be that way, but he is that way. That's got to help on some level.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think there, you talk about even keel, right? You hear this all the time. And there is a lot of value in that knowing 162 games, you can't be just so hot and so cold that you can't sustain it. It's unsustainable. So I do appreciate Craig Counsell, and who gets into the X's and O's, who's patient, who just like, you know, wants to play the long game, and he's really good at it. He gets to the fundamentals. But I recognize that, yeah, are you anxious? Yeah, anytime you have two strikes in baseball, most hitters are. And then you face Greg Maddux and you face Tom Glavine, and they use it against you. And you have to figure out, how to master that in a certain way, because you're not going to be able to be successful when you're down in the count, for example. So I feel the managers can play a role in that. And I've been fortunate to do radio and TV many years covering these games and calling games. I sat with Stephen Vogt the other day. I sat with Ali Marmol, all the different personalities. And it is really incredible. I do think you have a generation of managers that are very in tune with the fact that it's a real thing. I mean, they went through a pandemic. I mean, where baseball was cut short and you had to wear a mask. And I mean, there's a lot of anxiety in the world, and it's always part of who we are as people.
Doug, you had mentioned Dick Allen in talking to Bill Buckner. How do you feel about him finally getting into the Hall of Fame?
I am so thrilled about it. I mean, Dick Allen was just such an icon. He was such a bigger figure than just, you know, hitting the ball hard and the numbers. I mean, he came from a community that was diverse. He brought that sensibility to Philadelphia. He felt very misunderstood. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, I remember reading the book about him, and the thing that stuck with me is, you know, I realized that there was a lot of black players that were Jackie Robinson in a very small way. They integrated places. In his case, he integrated Little Rock, Arkansas in the minor leagues, and he dealt with really some hateful stuff. There was parades. There was all these things that were really scary to him. And he still, so you talk about anxiety. Well, he played through that. And Dick Allen, and I'll never forget when I was with the Phillies, you know, in the big leagues, and we were taking batting practice, Dick Allen shows up, and I don't know what it is. He had to be 60 something. And this guy got in the batting cage, and I was like, he needs to play tomorrow. He needs to be in the lineup. I mean, this dude hit rockets. And you talk about top hand line drive out. It was crazy. So I said, wow, that, you know, that was a moment where, as a fan, and that was, you know, almost like predates a little bit of my fandom in certain ways. Wow. You know, just to see like him do his thing on the field and, you know, be in his 60s, and it's just incredible. So I'm thrilled. And I was texting him. I was pretty devastated when I heard about it, because I'd texted him the week before. I was in touch with him. I sent him a picture of him like smoking in the dugout, a picture of him in the White Sox uniform. And man, it was cool. It was an honor to be in touch with him.
Inside the Substack, there's that great picture of you and Rhino rocking the East West Shrine classic uniforms. For you, when you look at that picture, what do you see?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, you know, that game was really important because it's a celebration of baseball's history, unapologetic, but just something that inspires me all the time, just thinking about where I had come from, where I came from in this game, and the shoulders I stood on top of. But I think the fact that they brought that forward to bring into teammates, former opponents, modern players, and celebrating the people like Rhino who just are part of that history. I think it was a beautiful thing. And when I see it, I think about how Rhino, you know, changed my career without having to really say a word. And I think that was actually the point. You could be great and not say a word, you know, and still be a great teammate. And I remember, you know, Rhino would say, I remember there was a game I got on a couple of times against the Expos and I stole a few bases. And for whatever reason, he was sitting behind me. He knocked me in like every time. So he had like three RBIs and all. And he came over to me and said, all he said was, "That a baby Gland, you get on, and I knock him in." And that was it. That was like his statement to me for the week, you know. And Rhino's a little quiet guy who could speak a little Spanish too. He's slipping there, "Quién," you know. I say, "Quién, who are you talking about?" So I mean, so that picture just makes me think about baseball transcends not, you know, all of our histories, wherever we're coming from, the walks of lives, and we can support each other regardless of our background and our story, and still elevate the game through something that brings us together. And you know, Rhino is such a big part of my career, so I was grateful he was there.
How would you suggest that a young player look around for lessons that maybe they don't necessarily need to be told?
Because they're right in front of you. And baseball is so good like that because you have a game every day. Every day. And every single day I learn something. And the thing I appreciate about the diversity of baseball's story, whether, you know, through geography or race or culture, is that you still have to come together around this common goal. And that changes you. It opens you up to people that you appreciate, that you had preconceived notions, stereotypes, whatever it is. And you find ways to be together. You know, Tim McCarver had a lot of really concerning, you know, attitudes about race early on. And then Bob Gibson, you know, and all those players and the Cardinals those years, and Tim McCarver changed, you know, and he talks about that. So I find that to be such a powerful tool about sport in general, but in baseball in particular, because you have that daily. You have to do it every day. And it's just like, I have to trust this guy. I'm going to give him the ball. And you start to realize like, oh, there's so much more to this person than whatever my stereotype of who they are because of their color or their background or where they're from or their accent. I think that is such a powerful lesson, which is why I feel like athletes should have the ability to speak on these things, right? The stick to sports thing I completely reject because we're privileged to be in an environment where we learn about the greatness of all people who pull together collectively for this goal, and then how we come together and have so much in common. Why would we throw that away because we don't think someone's valuable because they swing a bat for a living? I think we have these incredible lessons, and I think about all the people that became friends over the years and teammates and. You know, maybe you wouldn't have normally been friends with them if you lived in the same neighborhood. But in baseball, you find a way.
You know, it's beautiful stuff. I'm thinking of when we reached out to A.J. Brzezinski after Octavio Dotel had passed away. And A.J. was talking about how he loved Dotel. And like he misses so much about being in the game, the kind of forced camaraderie with people from all over the world. You must have had so many teammates like that opened you up to culture. Anybody come to mind for you in that regard?
Everybody. I mean, well, all right, like my roommate, Amari Telemaco. And the thing is, like, you know, it actually ties a little bit to the whole steroid conversation, you know, because, okay, I went to visit Telly when I wasn't even married. My wife and I were engaged, and I went to the Dominican to visit him, and he's in La Romana. And I learned all about his family, the sugar cane, not having running water in the community. There was a water pump in the middle of the town, and how he had to take care of his family and a whole community. And the reason I thought about it is like, okay, when I see players that, okay, you know, if I get on the PED tangent, it's that, okay, there's people who have real desperate circumstances that are taking care of a village that maybe that's a different kind of pressure to say, I got to do whatever I need to do to kind of make it. I'm not saying that excuses it, but it's a different thing when someone was already so good and they just got greedy and they just wanted more. You know, and I think I learned so much from seeing people's circumstances and saying, oh, well, okay, that's a little different story than I had. Even though, like, my Spanish is good and I could understand, I still learned so much by watching his family and what they went through. And it just, like, trying to make a living. So that's just one of every example. And but you have to be open to it. And I think when you're pulling in the same direction to win a ball game, yeah, you're gonna learn some things that were unexpected.
Man, we're getting an education from Professor Glanville today, and it's a good one. And you should check out the Substack, by the way. You should go DougGlanville.substack.com, and you can read the story about Rhino and all sorts of other stories that are from baseball and around baseball. Before we let you go, to go back to this year's Cubs team, where do you think they're at? What do you think they need?
I'll tell you, this Cubs team is so fun. You know, they're so fun. I mean, you talk about electric. And, you know, you talk about changing a game by so much more than the bat, right? They swing the bat. They're disciplined. They wear pitchers down. But I love how they run the bases. And I interviewed Michael Busch earlier this year and asked him, well, what's the difference between year one and year two? And he said, just the way we attack the bases. You know, that was like the first thing that he thought about. So I think through watching them, and I just see a team that's energized, that understands the power of 90 feet and just is relentless. And then you have guys like PCA, they light candles. They just go out there and just absolutely are catalysts in the truest form on every aspect of the game. And when you have players that change the game with their legs, their arm, their glove, and they hit, you know, Tucker and Suzuki and all these cats, it's a lot of fun. So I think they're in a great position. They really took to heart what Craig Counsell and staff brought to spring training, right? The details, right? Craig Counsell was walking the baselines and working on defense. You know, he was out there. And I think they've taken that to the personality of the team to really think about the little things and do it with such joy. So in terms of pieces, like, yeah, they could probably use another starter. They probably, you know, you can always use pitching, that's for sure. But I'm looking at the National League and how deep it is. And I've seen all these teams, the Phillies, really good rotation, watch out. So you got to kind of go toe-to-toe at least in three of those games. I've seen the Dodgers. Their offense is ridiculous, and they're going to wear you down. But their challenge is that they just can't stay healthy on the mound. So those teams, I see the Mets are struggling. So the Cubs, you know, can start the why not us, because, you know, they're a really good team, and they're also a lot of fun to watch.
Doug, you really give great perspective on how this sport, this game, can open you up to much bigger lessons than who's going to pitch the eighth inning. You know what I mean? Like, we like those lessons too, and we can talk about them, but thank you for opening the doors to all the conversations you do. Every time you write, keep writing, man. It's a great Substack. Keep going.
Yeah, guys, really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on anytime.
Thank you. That is Doug Glanville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.